Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Brooke, family drama is hard enough to deal with on its own. And then when you throw money into the mix, it can be even harder.
Yeah, having money really does make things so hard.
Yeah, but it can buy happiness. I was getting into it with someone
else. I know. I'm being sarcastic. It's like, dry your tears with your money. Get over it.
Yeah, and then just get rid of it because you have so much of it.
Yeah.
But someone who is all too familiar with the tricky mix of family and money is Britney Spears, who we have not talked about much this year.
I know.
I feel good about that. I'm glad that she hasn't been in the news enough for us to talk about.
Yeah.
But we all remember her long conservatorship battle that finally ended 3 years ago. However, there was still one last money battle with her father that had to be resolved.
Yes, and that battle was finally settled last Friday, but it sounds like Britney might not be happy with the way it was resolved, and now she is letting the world know just how pissed she is, the way she knows how.
I was going to say, this is her bread and butter. This is what she knows.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. It's Tuesday, April 30th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
Life is full of personal wins, whether it's cleaning your house, getting that dream car, or checking off your to-do list. Winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling home and auto. So give yourself a round of applause. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat, like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Give me that hot.
So Richie's, Britney's conservatorship ended back in 2021. I think, do we get the award for talking about it the most? Feels like it.
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah. But since it's ended, Britney Spears has been living on her own terms. She got a divorce. She wrote her memoir, The Woman in Me. But even though technically she's been free to do whatever she wants, there has been one final piece of the conservatorship battle that was hanging over her head. I did not realize this, but back in 2021, her dad requested that Britney cover his legal fees while the conservatorship was being dismantled. And finally, a settlement was reached on Friday.
Wait, you didn't realize that he was asking for fees?
No. I thought this had been resolved. I didn't realize that this was still hanging over for 3 years. Like, I knew he was, of course he was asking for fees. He's a failed gym owner. He wants money wherever he can get it.
Yeah. I actually, now that this has been settled, I just got an email for Fraud Fitness opening in July.
Yeah.
Making a membership.
Yeah, it's only $3,000 a month.
So a trial was scheduled to start next month, but this settlement means Britney and Jamie can avoid going to court. And it turns out Britney is going to have to pay for Jamie's legal bills. Now, an official amount hasn't been released, but according to a TMZ source, it could be upwards of $2 million. And after the settlement was reached on Friday, Britney's lawyer, Matthew Rosengart, released a statement saying that even though her conservatorship ended in 2021, Britney's wish for freedom is now truly complete. He said she won't need to attend or be involved with court or entangled with legal proceedings in this matter. And Jamie Spears' lawyer, who he got off of Craigslist, said he's thrilled that this is all behind him. He loves his daughter very much, and everything he has ever done has been to protect and support her.
And when someone was like, how did you score on the bar? He was like, bar? Drinking? What? He's not a real lawyer.
Yeah.
So even though Brittany agreed to the settlement, she's not happy about having to hand over more money to her father. Don't blame her.
Yeah.
On Sunday, in an Instagram post, which this will shock everyone, I'm sure, has since been deleted, Brittany shared a picture of herself in a thong, and in the caption she wrote, my family hurt me. There has been no justice and probably never will be.
I love that everyone has to point out that it was a picture of her in a thong.
Yeah.
We need context. And then this. Yeah. So she went on to say that she's never been able to tell her parents, Jamie and Lynn, how they've hurt her in person, and said that she sometimes messages them through Instagram, but believes it wouldn't be safe if she ever saw them face to face. I don't know if she means
for them.
For them or for her. I know. I read it as not safe for her.
Yeah. I hope it's for them. Because she's from Louisiana. She'll throw hands.
She's like, time to come clean. Those were real knives that I was dancing with. And if we come face to face,
I will knife dance.
I'm going to put them to use.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's interesting is that the settlement with her dad is happening amid rumors that Brittany is having some serious money problems. Yesterday, a source told TMZ that she's completely dysfunctional and said that without the protection of the conservatorship, she's in real danger of going broke. And several Page Six sources are backing this up, saying she just can't keep her spending under control. Which, since we're talking about Brittany, we're talking about stacks on stacks on stacks on stacks.
I know.
I mean, her estate is estimated to be worth somewhere around $60 million. Like, yeah. She's allowed to have fun.
I know.
But according to these very reputable Page Six sources, Brittany is burning through those stacks fast.
Yeah. So apparently she's spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on vacations, and this obviously wouldn't be a big concern if she was still raking in the money, but she's not really. I mean, not the way that she used to be. But also, it's called taste, people. Look it up, okay? It's like, if I have the chance.
Wait, what's called taste?
Staying at a luxurious resort vacation. Like, come on. I can sympathize with this. I love luxury. Like, if I'm going to go on vacay.
I love luxury, but I don't need to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to get it.
Well, I didn't say I had to spend that either, but. You know, like, I can understand.
There's a level. Although if you're Britney Spears, like, yeah. I'm sure some of this money is like going into safety and like security, which we don't have to worry about yet.
Yeah. So in terms of her not really bringing in money like she used to, she has, of course, gone on record and said that she won't be putting out albums or performing anymore at all. So those revenue streams have been shut down. And with Brittany handling her own finances after the conservatorship ended, a source told Page Six that she has no concept of money. Someone else pointed out that the people who are close to Brittany are in a tough spot because they want to help her without making her feel like she's in a conservatorship again, which I completely understand. She's probably very sensitive to that.
Yeah.
And a source said, no one wants to be Jamie 2.0. And I think that's true in a lot of ways. Not just the conservatorship.
I think that's true in every possible way that exists.
Yeah. Yeah. So Brittany might not be handling her money that well, but according to that first Page Six source, they are pushing back on the rumor that she's going broke. They said she isn't, but that she could benefit from being more careful with her cash.
Which I think is true for everybody. We can all benefit from being a little bit more careful with our cash.
Yeah.
I won't, but I hear you can.
Just the hypocrisy from the first, when I was like, I love luxury. You're like, I can't spend my money.
I said I love luxury. I'm not spending $100,000.
Nobody with a shooting range poster loves luxury, okay?
Oh,
just
shut up.
Come clean once and for all.
My shooting range poster just shows how luxuriously I shoot a gun in a safe environment.
Okay.
So, Brooke, that poster is literally going to haunt me till the day I die, isn't it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I love it, though.
Absolutely. I'm going to drape it over your casket.
Even know where it is now. I never did put it up in my new apartment.
It's in the Louvre, framed.
Honestly, it will be, with Mona Lisa right next to it.
Yeah.
Okay, so I feel like the last thing Brittany wants is to have to pay Jamie more money. It's the last thing any of us want. What do you think about this and about the idea that she might be blowing through all her cash?
Well, I mean, she also got a lot of money for her memoir. Like, that's still, what did she do, like a $15 million deal or something for that?
Yeah.
She did that single with Elton John. Like, she does have money coming in.
Well, the memoir is one trip, covers one trip. The single with Elton John covers a second luxurious trip, and then that's it.
Exactly. What more does she need?
She only gets two more trips.
I feel like a lot of people could live pretty well for a while on $15 million alone, not to mention the $60 million of her estate.
Yeah.
I do think that it's probably true that she's not being that responsible with it, just because this is the first time in a long time that she's had any control over her finances. So it's understandable that it might not be the best situation right now, but, you know, what are you going to do?
I mean, I feel like you can't take it with you.
Yeah.
She earned all that money. And it makes me think of, like, somebody winning the lottery who had no money and they go a little buck wild, which isn't necessarily a good thing because you kind of end up in a situation. But she has such a huge cushion of money that I would hope that she can kind of spend frivolously, but also be good for life.
Yeah. I mean, I would assume, well, I don't know, maybe she doesn't own her home, but what other expenses does she really have? If you think about that, you know, she's been in that one house for a long time. Was she supposed to sell it and didn't, or whatever happened there? I don't know, but you know, she's like, let her live a little bit.
Well, those Starbucks orders.
That's true.
Everyone knows that's why we can't buy houses. So maybe it's affecting her too.
And you and I don't even drink coffee.
I know. Or eat avocado toast.
I was just going to say, we don't eat avocado toast.
Still renting.
It's crazy. It's wild.
Honestly, we're all in it together.
Yeah.
We're just the same. We're just like Britney Spears.
Me, you, and Britney. Yeah.
Yep. From Wondery, I'm Marisha Skidmore Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
You can follow us on all socials at Arisha Skidmore Williams and at Brooke Ziffrin.
And we're also on video. You can watch our full episodes on YouTube on the Wondery channel.
Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode.
Do you ever wonder what your teenager is going through when they're preparing to leave home and enter the real world? I'm Shima Oliai, and in my new podcast, The Competition, I'll give you an inside look into the pressures and expectations high school girls have to face.
I think I need to make a good first impression, or at least an impressive first impression.
We're going to follow 50 teenage girls as they spend 2 weeks in Mobile, Alabama, competing in the largest cash scholarship competition exclusively for high school girls. You'll hear the silly, intimate moments.
Why are you so amazing?
Like, I want to be you guys.
And the anxiety that comes with being an ambitious girl in America.
My whole life, I've told myself that I need to be a 35-year-old professional.
Is the pressure too much to handle? From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.